That'd you know what? Funny. This year, I think you'll appreciate this year. I don't know if Joe Biden will appreciate this year. All right? Well, let's see. Let's get to it. Okay. Look at the bottom left. Bottom left. Lo tikom velo titoret b'nei amecha. Baruch HaTov Adonai Elohim Melech HaLev Shahab B'nei Abidvaro.
Amen.
That was in honor of our RDS soldiers. We should use whatever ammunition we have. And it should be plentiful. It should be like the Hanukkah story.
Amen.
It should be plentiful to destroy our enemies. B'karo. Okay. So, lo tikom velo titoret b'nei amecha. Don't take revenge and don't bear a grudge b'nei amecha to those who are within your people. Lo amar amitecha lefi shehanakim avanatira techunam ra'a begufa adam. So it doesn't say lo amar amitecha, it doesn't say of your nation, because jealousy and bearing a grudge is it's a bad midah, right? It's not good for a person, right? It eats you up inside. Ve'ein min ha-ra'ui levakesh nekama al shum adam shehu mibnei amecha. And it shouldn't be okay to want to seek revenge against anyone that's from, you know, as they would have said, right, fanunzura, right? That's from amcha. That's our own people. Im tov im ra. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Not to your brothers, not to your sisters. We're family. Jews are family. Because in general, when we talk about nekama, right, it's for something that someone did to you, begufcha or b'mamon, right? Something, you know, some physical harm they caused you, or some monetary, financial harm. V'advarim ahem einan sfunin v'chashuvim kolkach sheyu ru'uyim linkom aleihem. And that's just not, it's not important enough, right? The world, life is too short, as they say, right? It's not important enough for if someone wrongs you monetarily or someone wrongs you, whatever, they speak ill of you, whatever it is, it's not worth it to, you know, to hold on and then to plan some, you know, some revenge, you know, for what happened. Amnom, mutar la'asos nekama bagoyim. But it is permitted to take vengeance from the goy, right? From non-Jews who attack you, right? Who seek you to do you harm. Because in general, right, what's their general intention is to take you away, to impede you from performing God's commandments, and to push you away from Hashem your God. And this is really important. And really, safun is a funny word. Like this is just like I think it comes from maybe from like Sophie, right? This is like there's finality to it. There's ends to this, right? This is important, and it's fitting to have nekama for that. Ki nikrit nikmat Hashem, because that is called the vengeance of God. L'kach ne'amar kan et b'nei amecha l'ma'it hagoyim she'enam b'nei amecha. And that's why it says, right, lotikom lotikar et b'nei amecha, the sons of your nation, right, to come and exclude the nations of the world, the non-Jews, who are not that. Shnemar la'asos nekama b'goyim, ki nikman Hashem, that's nikman Hashem. Now, let's stop. Kli Yochar lives in, right, as we know, where's he from?
Prague.
Right, he lived after the Maharal. Prague, right, is known for what you know, famous or infamously, what happened in Prague in terms of the, you know, the non-Jews and you know, them trying to get us or malign us. Blood libels, right? The blood libels were obviously the regular in Europe, but you know, the whole Golem story, right? That emerged from, you know, to protect the Jews from blood libel. Right? These things were happening all the time, And what means did we have actually to protect ourselves? What means did we actually have to take the golem, right? We had the golem, right? Like, that's why they created the legend, right? Because it's like, it's a fantasy. Oh, we're going to have this. There's going to be some super Jews going to stand up and, you know, protect the Jewish people. Oh, yeah, we have a golem. It's a fantasy. It never could happen. So it's interesting. It's like you know, almost like tragically fascinating for him to say, no, you got to stand up. They're trying to take you away from the mitzvot. They're trying to take you, push you away from God, and you have to take vengeance. How that's possible? I don't even know how that would have been possible in those days, right? And it's not necessarily in our nature. But now, right? It's a whole different ballgame. And when you see these words of lahavir chamel mitzvah Hashem, right? We just want to live in our land. It's okay, by the way, it's okay to be a Jew and say, this land is ours. We've been obsessed with it for thousands of years. It's all right. It's okay, right? We don't have to, well, it's the Holocaust. We need somewhere to live. No, no, no. It's Eretz Yisrael. It's Yehuda, right? It's Yerushalayim. This is who we are. We're Yehudim. This is where we come from. U'lahadichacha me'al Hashem Elokecha. What does lahadichacha mean? To push you off. To push you off land. By the way, they push you off land. Then where are we going? So those yatzis, you know, or on some campus and, you know, go back to Poland. Okay, no, that didn't work out. Or the other ones in like Poland and Germany, they were saying, there are lines where they're saying, go back, go to Palestine. Right? So wait a minute. So we can't be there yet, right? So they're not okay. Mm-hmm. Not okay. And we have to take Nikmat Hashem. There was, yesterday, I was listening to Sirius XM, and I happened to, like, you know, because, first of all they're talking about this stupid trial. It's, what kind of society is this? And so I was looking for at least something to talk about what happened. They talk about the betrayal of Biden and whatever. So I the POTUS channel had, and they were talking about this guy, Dan something. And he was pretty decent. He was actually pretty decent. But he had some real horrible, like, anti-Semites, like, calling up. Like, he actually hung up on someone. But he's like, I don't understand. He's like, the pro-Israel people, I want to hear from the real pro-Israel. It was like people calling from around the country. Why is it such a big deal? He's like, because his point was, like, he didn't tell them they have to shut down the war. He's just saying, we're not giving, you know, we have all the aid. We're just not giving, we're restricting these weapons. Does it mean that they're not going to have other weapons? Like, why is it such a big deal? Right? And certain people are agreeing with him. He's like, I want to hear from him. So I called up. And I waited on for like 10 minutes, whatever. There were a few things I had said because while it was on hold, someone else said, you know, the aid. He goes, you know, tell us about the military. He goes, yeah, they get $4 billion in aid. It's free money. It's free money. They can do whatever they want. That's like a very dangerous thing to say. And again, I don't think he meant it that way. But saying, yeah, it's free. Like, so of course we could restrict it if we want. So I said, first of all, you know, and I looked up, you know, the Council of Foreign Relations, right? It's not free money. We know that $3.3 billion of that, you know, aid money is just their grants, their federal grants to go to Israel to spend money in America to buy American weapons. It's not like you're giving us all free. We're supporting. He's like, yeah, but that's still free. I said, yeah, but you understand what other people do with that information. They say, oh, we're just giving things. No, we're supporting America, right? It's the U.S. Israel. I said, the other $500 million is used for the, you know, the air defense systems that we developed together, right? But as far as, like, what you're talking about in terms of, you know, has it helped? I said, I'm a rabbi in Jamal Bowman's district. And the guy, it's a national joke. And the guy, and you hear that. And I said, here's a guy, right, that, you know, a month in, 2 months in, whenever he was, it was the day after, right, whatever. I said, within 2 months he's calling for a permanent ceasefire, right, and we're genocidal. And I said, when Biden says we're, you know, using, you know, these weapons on, you know, major weapons on population centers, it's as if you're supporting his claim. He goes, Biden didn't say that. I said, yes, he did. And the CNN, you could listen again, in the CNN thing, he says, the way, you know, that he talks, and certain, you know, it's hard to make certain things out, but, like, he said, they're using these weapons in population centers. And all you're doing is feeding him, you're feeding the campus movements, and you're emboldening them, right? Look, we're right. And then he cuts off and continues, and he said, that's a really good point, et cetera, et cetera. If they wanted to commit genocide, it would have been much easier to carpet bomb a place. They're not doing a very good job of genocide, and so on. But the reality is, for us, we have, it's not just we're allowed to take nekama. We have an obligation to take nekama. We have an obligation. How could you live? There are still 100,000 people displaced in the north. And the south people are still terrified. And what about the hostages? Everyone just forgets about that. It's insanity, right? And we can't live in a world where we don't take nekama. We have to. And it's nikmat Hashem. Right? We have to do it. It's a milchama. According to most people, this milchama is a milchemet mitzvah. Literally, right? Okay. Now, ze'am rabo seinu. Gedola nekama, shenitam ben shnei shemot. And this is what the rabbis said when they said that nekama is great in that it's placed in front of two names of God. Shenamar, kel nekamot Hashem. Right? A God of vengeance is God. Horu be'etzva, shetchilas hanakama v'sofa lo tia im l'shem ki'im l'shem Hashem. Right? It teaches you literally, it points with your finger and says, this is for God. Dainu, bizman shi'ivakesh eze adam l'hadichacha me'al mitzvot Hashem. When there is an individual or a group of individuals that want to push you off of your land, push you off of living your life, of the mitzvot Hashem, ki gadol ha'machtia to adam yoter min ha'hargo. It's even worse than killing you, trying to take you away from doing mitzvot. K'moshe Perish Rashi, al pasuk letzatayim mitzrit. Rabbanu Seinu Zal Amru shekol Talmud Chacham she'enu nokem v'noter kenachash. That any Talmud scholar, right, any Torah learner, any Torah scholar that doesn't take vengeance, that doesn't have a backbone, right, like a nachash, literally, to swipe back at people. I mean, nachash doesn't have backbone, but it has other things. Einu Talmud Chacham. And you're not a Talmud Chacham. You're lacking. You're lacking. We don't believe. Judaism doesn't believe in the Christian ideal of
turning the other cheek.
We don't believe in that. Stand up tall. Stand up strong. Right? And go out there. Right? And do what you have to do. Now, but notice, talk about it. When it's with your family, when it's with your brother, sister, someone in your community, you're about to fight, whatever, there's pal, turn the other cheek. Yeah, it's not worth it. It's okay. It's not worth it. But people are coming at you from the outside. You have to stand up for who you are. V'zelichvo Torah Hashem Shiver Kirbo. This is for the honor, the glory of the Torah that's within you. Aval al kol me'oraot shebagufot. But anything that occurs, bodily, lo ratz Hashem shivakesha adam nekama aleihem. Not bodily. He's talking about just things that happen to you, your home, your family, etc. Okay. So then he says, well, what is this compared to? Mashalama davar domen. Latinoka Mesachek, Vosem Asen Arut, Beeza Binyan, Oeza Davar Acher. So it's interesting. I'm not sure, I doubt that they had Legos in Prague in the 1700s, but this is kind of what he's talking about, right? A baby, a kid is building blocks, right? Lego blocks, sandcastle, whatever. Uba Eza Adam Bekil Kol Masav. And then, someone comes and knocks the whole thing down. Asher Bana. Ba'asher nataha yelad, right? That this boy, this child, worked hard on. Ve'ayelad soek lifnei aviv, and the child starts to cry in front of him, yell in front of his father. Tzaka gedola maral zeh, this is terrible, this is horrible. V'ilo haya aviv mashgiach bo ve'oser etzono, haya horig lezeh adam. If the father actually, listened to the son, he would kill the guy. Like, how could you do that? How could you do that to my kid? He destroyed his building, whatever. But the father doesn't pay any heed, any attention. Why? Because even if the child, right, according to the, his limited intelligence, he thinks it's the worst thing in the world. Right? The father sees it. Okay, it's child's play, right? It's just a game. Right? That this is just, a game. This is silly. And it doesn't make any sense to, make an enemy over this. Because at the end of the day, nothing really happened. This is the way of our Father in Heaven to his Creator, creations. Right? We go around and we're in the world and you know, we think that, you know, what we've achieved is the biggest deal, you know, in the world. And someone, you know, offends us, right? Someone, you know, does something to us, whether it's, you know, some financial harm or in our own ego or some other thing, or, you know, hurts us in some way. It seems like the worst thing in the world. And they say, hey, you gotta, you know, and we cry and we say, Hashem, avenge me. But there are times that God just doesn't listen to that cry. By the way, sometimes he does. That actually doesn't, you know, fully impact you spiritually. So these are, it's as we call it, what would be the Yiddish for it? You could say narishkeit. I don't think it's not. I don't think narishkeit. I was thinking a different word. Kleinerkeit. Kleinerkeit. Right? Little things. Later, these are little things. It's not like, you know, take a step back, right, and realize, you know, they're little things. We tell it to our children a lot. It's going to be okay. We're going to figure it out. These are little things, right? But that's the way Hashem sees it sometimes with us. We go, oh, this is so upsetting. I'm so upset about this. Do you believe what that person did, what that person said? And then you, like, take a step back and you're like, yeah, you know, it's all right. Right, but it's a different story if someone's attacking basically you for your religion, attacking you for your Torah, for your mitzvahs, for who you are. That's when, you know, Hashem says, you know, Hashem's going to say, okay, I have to get involved here. Okay, that's a problem. And this is actually the idea of this mizmor. Which mizmor is this?
Wednesday,
correct. Okay, so we say Hamatim Lomar She'ein Lavakesh Nekama Ki Medarish Nikmas Hashem Kamur Achar Kach Amar Ad Matay Rishayim Hashem VeGomer Ad Hashem Yodei Machshavos Adam Kei Mahavel. Right, Ubeir Adavaru Shebala Hashkit Lunot Haomrim. What the explanation of this mizmor? We're going to see it in a moment. Inside is like this: Azav Hashem Ed Aret. Because Rim Omer Shabada Lo Yira Yav Lo Yavin Mechol Maaseh Ashfalim. Right? People, we complain. We say, "Lo, Hashem doesn't see what's going on. Hashem's not looking. Hashem's not involved. Look, Ki Echachal Yuchal V'Ra'ab Avdon Be'Avdan Molato." This is like really harsh language. He's being sarcastic about it. Where's this from? Ki Echachal Uchal V'Ra'iti Be'Avdan Molati. It's Esther when she begs Achashverosh again. Right? At first with that, you know, about Haman, right? And she's like, oh, I can't. No, this is the second time she come. Right? My people are going to be destroyed. How could it be God's not answering? Aniim u'medukim, the lowly, the afflicted, almana ger v'yatom, the widow, the orphan, etc. V'lo yikach nekamam. And they'll say, and how does God not take vengeance on these evildoers? It must be that God doesn't pay attention to these things. The answer is, it's not true. But rather, because God knows what's going on in a person's mind, right? And that certain things are important, certain things aren't as important. That's when Hashem decides he's going to take action or not take action. Right? And that's the idea, actually, if you look. So turn the page. Really, I think it's really beautiful. It's going to be here. Here's Yom Revi'i. Your Wednesdays will never be the same again. Yom Revi'i is always like, it's the long one. You know, so you have to really, you got to buckle down. I always thought it was a punishment. I always thought it was a punishment, you know, that the school set it up because in going to Ashar, Wednesday was the day, we only had gym one day a week. Wednesday was the day we had gym. And we were making us say that long kill on Wednesday. You know, that's what I thought as a kid.
Tuesday, which is so short.
So look, you see it. Kena kamod Hashem, kena kamod Ophiah. God of retribution, rise up, judge of the earth, repay to the arrogant what they deserve. How long shall the wicked Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? They pour out insolent words, all the evildoers are full of boasting. They crush your people and oppress your inheritance. Like literally, right? It's exactly what we're talking about. It gets worse. They kill the widow and the stranger. They murder the orphan. Right? Think about this. It's literally like we're saying Yom Rabbi every day. This is like September, this is October 7th. They say the Lord doesn't see. The God of Jacob pays no heed. Take heed, you most brutish people, you fools. When will you grow wise? So speaking to the enemies now. Will he who implants the ear not hear? Will he who formed the eye not see? Will he who disciplines the nations, he who teaches man knowledge not punish? Shem sees. The Lord knows that the thoughts of man are of a mere fleeting breath. Happy is the man whom you discipline, etc., etc. What it's saying is that Hashem, you know, there are some times where it's like when it comes to like these kleiner kaidos we discussed, right, Hashem doesn't get involved. You know what? And neither should you. Let it go. Let it go. It's better, as the rabbis tell us, to be ma'avir al midotav, to let things go, to not be so exacting on people. Just let things go. Like I say, it's a beautiful pshat. We say also in the tefillah, v'nafshi ka'afar la'kol tihya. We say at the end, of the Lakana Torah, let my soul be like dust. Why do we say, we don't say dust actually, afar, like sand. Let my soul be like supple. Right? Let me be easygoing. You know, like you step in the sand and it just sort of molds around you. Let me be like that. But when it comes for people who are killing the widow and murder the orphaned and doing all these things, a different story. For the Lord will not forsake his people nor abandon his heritage. We believe that. We believe that. Until a pit is dug for the wicked, right? They should all die in their tunnels. Yamash Shemam. Judgment shall again accord with justice, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise against up for me against the wicked? Who will stand up for me against wrongdoers? The Lord has been my help, etc., etc., right? That's the pshat. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're hoping for. That's what David HaMelech has seen. And the reality is, that's what, as hard as it is to see it right now, every image, every day, a new thing. Do you believe that? Do you believe? Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it's crazy. But history is the greatest teacher. And history has shown us, right, that Hashem takes care of this. Right? Halavai should be on the timeline that we want it to be. But Hashem takes care of this. And Hamas will also, Bezrat Hashem, go into the dustbin of history. And you know, just like every other one of our enemies, they too will disappear. Remember when Yasser Arafat was like, right? And what happened to him? He literally died in a hole with his, whatever. They say interesting things with his
boys.
Boy mistress. Like, I mean, this is the way Jewish history goes. And just like it happened, it's happened in the 20th century, and now it's happening in the 21st century. And the biggest difference, as we all know, is what we have, is what the Kli Yakar could only have imagined to have had. And I want to finish up with 2 minutes, because in the daf, one of the things I did over Pesach, because I have to cover the daf in this, this program we're at, it's not easy when you're doing Bava Metzia, okay? It's like, you know, contracts and interest and I know I should be doing it every day, and kol hakavod to all those who are, but we came upon an amazing, famous Gemara that's so relevant to where we're holding. Look at the back, L'chidatanya, Shnayim shayu mahalchin baderech. Two people are walking along the way. Ubiyadachad man kiton shalmayim imsh, and they have one jug of water that's enough for both of them at that moment. Imshotim shneim meitim. If they share the water, they both die. Vimshosa echad mehen magi alishav. And if one of the guy who owns the water, he drinks it, he'll get to yishav. He'll survive. The other one's gonna die. Darash Ben Petura says, Mutav Shiishku Shteyan Viamusu Val Yira Echad Mehisaso Shachadero. A beautiful, psychologically sweet and sensitive and empathic answer, says Bar Petura. You both should share. It's very like Romeo and Juliet. You both should share, and because one, you know, that God forbid that one should see the death of his friend. Acha Barav Yakiba. Have you ever heard of Ben Petura before, by the way? No. There's a reason, right? Whoever Ben, it's a very, very, very scarcely hear of him in the Gemara, right? And so Rabbi Kiva came, Vili Mei, and he said, V'chei achicha imach, chayecha kodmin, chayecha bercha. Right? When there's a choice, chayecha kodmin. We have to choose us. We have to choose life. And that's what we have to do. We have a choice. And if the world tells us no rafach, But we know that if we don't go into Rafa, this is just going to happen again and again and again and again. And if we don't take care of the north, this is just going to keep happening. Chayecha Kodman. And it's Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva who's you know, raison d'etre is V'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha. But he understands, if you V'ahavta L'Re'acha, if you love your neighbor or even love your enemy, right? But you love them more than you love yourself, there's nothing to talk about. Chayecha Kodman. Our lives, Bezrat Hashem, you know, will continue, not just as people, not just Jews here in America, but as a people, as we say, and that's why the words that just resonate so incredibly powerfully for it did for our parents, our grandparents, our great grandparents, and it does today, right? Am Yisrael Chai. Go ahead. Rabbi Hananya, someone can sing Kaddish? Nope. All right, you're benching.